two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Welcome back to The Political Strategist. Today is January 7th, Sunday afternoon now. This is your host of the program, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm back on the program. It hasn't been a very, well, let me tell you this. It's been an eventful Sunday morning for me. What I want to memorialize on this podcast is that today, instead of being hit in the head, I was hit right just to the left of my left side, between like my, where my heart would be and my shoulder. And it was if I had, I got up being hit. Now, when it happened, I got up feeling normal, but I got up to turn on my television to just look at the news headlines. Maybe at 7 o'clock, and I was at that point assaulted by something. It hit my shoulder area, right where, you know, not underneath my left shoulder, but like right next to it, where my underarm would be, and just next to my heart. It caused me to feel like, you know how you haven't used a muscle in a long time and you try to use that muscle and you maybe exercise that muscle or something, and then the next day you're sore. Well, that's what took place this morning. I was sore maybe until about 20 minutes ago, really sore to where I could not pick up or do anything with this left side of my body, with my arm. And that pain that resulted from that hit this morning, ran clean down my back, all the way down my back, as if it was in running down my spine to the small of my back. And the hit began at first, you know, it felt like I said, working out too much of a muscle, but then it began to feel like I felt yesterday with the dizziness and the, you know, being unable to stand up and feeling lightheaded and dizzy and with blurred vision. The same result, even though I was hit in a different area of my body. And so I wanted to report that. Also, too, I mean, this is about, I believe, Christians being assaulted by our military, I believe our government assaulting Christians. Also, when I began to listen to or attempt to listen to gospel music on this particular Sunday. I always listen to two stations, 92.3 in Detroit and 96.3 in Augusta. But when I began to listen to 90.2.3 in Detroit, the music, it stopped. My phone stopped, and all of a sudden, two songs started up. One was "I Want You to Have My Baby." I don't know who sings that, but it was a secular song, and you know, just utter disgusting that you're replacing Christmas music. I mean, I'm sorry, Christian music on gospel music on Sunday morning with that. So I listened to that, and then the second song was by Beyonce, "Drunk in Love." That was the second song. I said, well, what happened to the gospel music? But one thing I did do, I recorded it. I recorded it to be, you know, to get a documentation of it. So your Sunday morning, you're supposed to be playing gospel music. All of a sudden, it turns up and it's "Having My Baby" and "Being Drunk." Some song by Beyonce about being drunk. And so at that point, I began recording the broadcast of that because I was going to certainly ask questions about it. But after, immediately when I began recording the broadcast, at the end of that second song about being drunk by Beyonce, the music switched back to Christian gospel music as it was supposed to be. Then I looked at the playlist. For, you know, iHeartMedia has a playlist for all of the stations. So, you know, say you missed a song, you can go to their playlist and see what they played. And I think if you tap on a play, on the play link, you can actually get that song again or listen to it again. I'm not sure how it works, but I know there is a playlist that's actually displayed. Say, so if I go to 92.3 right now and look at its playlist, it'll tell you the last 3, 4, 5 songs that were played. Well, this morning I did that because I wanted to see if the Beyonce song and the whatever this "Having My Baby" song was displayed on the playlist. And it in fact was not. So what I surmise is that, and I took a photo of it. What I surmise is that there was some type of intervention of my listening to the gospel music, the Christian music, by someone now, utilizing iHeartMedia to vent these secular songs during the gospel playtime. It was definitely not on the playlist. It was not featured on any list. So somebody interjected these songs while the gospel program was playing. And I don't know if it was just me, but definitely I did feel insulted by it because it was inappropriate. Sunday morning, you're supposed to be playing gospel music. And so I sought to document it, and I did. I did document it. I took a picture of the playlist that didn't feature these songs, and then I also recorded it. So someone could tell me why that was there on iHeartMedia this morning. It's not the first time it's happened before, but I just took steps to document why, as a Christian, when I go to a station to listen to Christian gospel music, I start hearing secular music. And the representation is that you're already playing Christian music. And so that happened this morning. Okay. Besides being hit in the shoulder. And then, like I said, I have just basically been recovering all morning from this hit that I took not in my shoulder, but next to my shoulder. And the soreness that ensued and that I started to feel was almost like I couldn't move my hand or my arm because of it. But the pain from it is starting to subside currently. It's starting to subside. And so that's what I want to report here on the Political Strategist this morning. The first Sunday of 2024 has been a rough one for me. Okay, a rough one for me. I plan to attend services today, but that pretty much got me a little bit, you know, in discomfort. And so I just wanted to say that here on The Political Strategist, we must stop this military warfare against anybody that's targeted by it. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. If I was the only one, I'd certainly be even more disappointed. But this is military warfare. There are many that know about it, that know of it. Also notice that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has, you know, said he was in surgery, had surgery ever since Thursday. And so he is not able to man his military. And evidently someone else is at the helm of military operations while I'm being hit in the head and in the shoulder and so forth. And so I guess we can't directly blame him, now can we? If he's on an anesthesia and on an operating table. Apparently someone else made and issued the directives that I be attacked once again today. Now, another thing I did yesterday after sleeping in, I call it my sister's den. I still reference it as my sister's den. I got out of there. And so last night I had to actually sleep in my living room. And I noticed that I did not get attacked until I went to turn on the television and try to look at the news. And that's when I was immediately stricken with some bad pain in my shoulder area. I've said it before, you may not be aware of it. I'm sure that some engineers or some kind of technicians can probably verify that electronic transmissions and can be accomplished whereby I know it happened with my heater that I had. I've actually began to be electrocuted by my own heater, and I'm sending it back to the seller and notifying the manufacturer of that. It shocked me. Well, it's plugged up to the wall, and it's a very big, tall heater, but it began to shock me when it, once upon it gets heated, and it began to electrocute me. And so I'm having to send it back. And that's pretty much what happened this morning with my TV. This is a larger TV, and it shocked me. So I had to get out of the way of the TV. I was trying to locate a certain program this morning as well, and I was unable to locate that program. But it was interesting. Again, I had to sit a room away from the television in order to hear it because of the danger imposed with the operation of the television. These are all maneuvers. Somebody knows it. Somebody knows about these technological manipulations in electronics. It's not easy. Certainly very uncomfortable for me, but the danger is what that it creates electronically. Now I have work to do on my computer, and I'm just hoping today that I will endure a safe operation of the new computer I have, All right. Well, thank you again for tuning in to The Vision Prophet. To The Political Strategist, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to what I have to say on this program today. I'm wishing you a very happy Sunday, a peaceful Sunday, Oh, we don't know. Peace. I mean, I know we always ask for it, but to really have a peaceful Sunday, I'm praying that you have one and that I have one as well. Well, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.